Hello there, I'm Simon. I'd like to give you a behind-the-scenes tour of the album I created in February 2015 under the band name Cake Folder. It was Record Production Month, which is an annual event, and details of the challenge are that your band needs to create a whole album, and by album they mean at least 10 songs or 35 minutes of playing time, from scratch in the 28 days of February. And this was my first attempt at this particular challenge. My finished album is called Exceptions, and it's available to hear and purchase at cakefolder.bandcamp.com. This is going to be part 5 in an 8-part series where I cover one song in each part. So track 5 is called Polyrhythm, and it sounds a bit like this. So this was the second song that I made in the month of February, and I composed it and recorded it in its entirety on the 2nd of February, and that included the video as well. All of that was recorded on the 2nd of February. So musical inspiration. Now, I'd only really experimented with polyrhythms on one occasion previously, and on that occasion I'd only mixed two numbers for the two lengths of sequences for the polyrhythm, 11 and 17. I did that in the Octava 2012 music thing on Audioboo. So having made a conventional song the evening before, February the 1st, 2015, the idea of experimenting with a polyrhythm and that mixed three separate pattern lengths and doing it using hardware sequencing, that seemed to be as different and divergent as I could possibly get from the the first song, which is Exception to the Rule, if you remember. Episode 1 of this series covers that song. So this is just as different as it could be, really. A polyrhythm, just to explain, is where you have two or more patterns of different lengths, such that if you loop them, then they will go in and out of phase with each other and create some interesting harmonies and disharmonies, for that matter. Production. So I took my Korg Monotribe and my Korg Volca bass and my Korg Volca keys, and I programmed them all with a simple ascending and descending pattern. Okay, da 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 da, like that. And I put that over a 16-step pattern length, and I used one oscillator on each of the synthesizers, so that when they were all in sync, then they would be playing a three-note chord sequence that was rising and falling with that pattern. Now, I also programmed in a simple percussion pattern on my Korg Volca beats, which you can hear. Also used a 16-step sequence length for that to accompany the chord sequence. So I then started them all off, as you'll hear in the track, all in sync, all running at 16 steps, and let them run for a period, a short while, to establish the pattern. And then I used the active step functionality to disable one step on the vocal keys, which made it a 15-step pattern length. And at the same time, I disabled two steps on the Korg Monotribe, and making that pattern a 14-step pattern length. That way, when the Monotribe got to step 14, it would then skip back to step 1. Meanwhile, the keys and the bass would continue to step 15. But of course, the keys, once that had played step 15, it would then skip back to step 1, while the bass was then going to run step 16. have I lost you yet? And the Monotribe, of course, at that point was already on step 2. So you can see in that cycle, they're already one step out. And then for each cycle, the Monotribe would shift back by two steps, and the vocal keys would shift back by one step, causing an interesting interplay between the ascending and descending arpeggios until eventually they would drift back into phase again, at which point I would reset the active steps back to 16 so that the sequences were back in step once more, ready for a nice tidy finish, which is what you can hear now. So that's the tidy finish. So as this created an interesting musical arrangement and pattern, all in one take, as it were, I decided to video this performance so that the listener could see how it was done. Once I'd recorded it, I thought perhaps it would be a bit boring with the long section where the patterns were gradually going off, going out of sync and then back into sync again. I thought that would be a bit boring, so I had an idea that I would perhaps record myself performing another melody on another instrument, perhaps the stylophone, and then overlay that on that long section. But on further listens, I decided that actually the original track was sufficiently interesting on its own, and it would be better to leave it as is rather than sort of diluting the mathematical beauty of the pure polyrhythm. So, song title for the song. As the inspiration for this track was purely the nature of it being polyrhythmic, polyrhythm seemed to be the obvious choice for the title for that track. So there we are. That's song 5 from the album, Polyrhythm. And I'll just let me just play that again briefly while we finish off this recording, just to remind you what it sounds like. Okay, so just to remind you again, the finished album is called Exceptions and it's available to hear and purchase at cakefolder.bandcamp.com. Thanks very much for listening and I'll speak to you again soon.